MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, June 15, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Mostly sunny today, mid-70s, high tide in Gloucester Harbor, 9:58 a.m. and 10:10 p.m. A Salem woman was arrested yesterday in connection with the stolen body parts that were taken from the Harvard Medical School in Boston. Dustin Luca writes in today's Salem News that 44-year-old Katrina McLean of Salem had her home raided by the FBI in March. Several arrests were announced by the U.S. Justice Department yesterday, including the morgue manager. The city of Lynn is closing in on completing its fiscal year 24 budget. This is Mayor Jared Nicholson speaking before the city council.
The budget allows us to maintain our fiscal discipline while making strategic investments in support of lasting positive improvements that will benefit our residents. As you all know, our operating budget continues to be quite tight, and we've made every effort to manage the resources that we have efficiently. And based on anticipated revenues for the budget, we only reflected contractual increases like the cost of living adjustments and effects of inflation, and have not added positions without an offset in a given department from the operating budget.
Nicholson adds that the schools did receive a boost in funding.
There's also an additional $27.2 million for the schools, similar position as last year. That's a direct result of the state's increased funding from the Student Opportunity Act that will help the Lynn Public Schools with their various priorities, including opening new pre-K classrooms, as well as the general start to the new administration there and Superintendent Dr. Yvonne Alvarez.
Lynn Mayor Jared Nicholson from this week's City Council meeting that aired on LynnTV.org. Kate Fox has started work as the new Executive Director of the state's Office of Travel and Tourism. Fox has served as the head of Destination Salem for nearly 20 years. Massachusetts State Senate Minority Leader Bruce Tarr spoke with MSO News on Wednesday about a tax relief bill being debated today in the legislature.
The value of this tax package in total is about $594 million. That is comparable to the impact of the House package in the first year, but the House actually spreads its package out in terms of implementation over a number of years. And so the total value of the House package is about $1,078,000, or $780,000. So a difference there, but a lot of common elements in these packages, trying to help seniors with the cost of their property taxes, trying to help renters with a deduction, because we know the high cost of rent, trying to help folks with children and other dependents to increase the credit for the dependent care credit. So a lot of different measures that are included, and a lot of common areas in these bills, but we're going to try again in the Senate tomorrow to get a package. There have been 74 amendments that have been filed, and we'll be debating all of them starting tomorrow, probably about noontime.
Again, that's Massachusetts Senate Minority Leader Bruce Tarr. Beverly's Arts Fest will be taking place this Saturday. Artists will have their work on display on Cabot Street from 10 to 4. This year marks the 20th year of the Arts Fest. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO Sports, bringing voice to the North Shore. Red Sox won last night. Here's baseball insider Andy Carboni.
Oh, they certainly did. After a two-hour rain delay, Sox double up the Rockies 6-3, wrapping up this three-game series. Sox scoring five runs in the bottom of the seventh to pick up the win. Garrett Whitlock, he got the win on the mound, allowed two runs in seven innings, struck out seven. Rob Refsnyder and Alex Verdugo each drove in a pair of runs to lead the offense. So the Sox are off tonight before the Yankees come to town, starting a three-game series tomorrow night. Red Sox find themselves this morning 34-35. On the season, that's good for last place in the AL East, 14 games behind the Rays. Sox also 5 games behind the Yankees for that last AL wildcard spot. So I guess you could deem this as a big weekend coming up at Fenway, a sweep and we're back in the wildcard race.
Thanks, Andy. And boys lacrosse last night, Duxbury over at Marblehead, 12-4 in the D2 semifinal. In the D3 semifinal, Falmouth eliminated Newburyport 11-6. Still alive in the D1 state final, it's St. John's Prep versus Boston College High School, that to be announced sometime this weekend for that championship game. Girls lacrosse yesterday, Newburyport beat Foxborough 16-6. Ipswich and Manchester Essex were delayed because of rain and then postponed until today, where they'll finish up the game at the half, Ipswich leading by a goal. Softball, Norton stopped the Fenwick season. What a great season for them. 8-3 the final score there. In boys tennis, Linfield goes for the state title on Saturday. In girls tennis, some postponements yesterday in the semifinal action. However, Newburyport is set for the D3 state championship game against Weston at MIT sometime over the weekend. That is sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us here on North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.